not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Radio BAM, Sirius 41 Faction. I can hear myself LL like this.
Yeah, and we have a lot of Florida Stalker underneath right now talking.
Oh, okay. So if nobody knows, there's a Florida Stalker who came here to Westchester to move into my house, and she went to my mom's house 8 months ago with her bags packed, saying that she's there to marry me. Well, then my mom got scared. She called the police, and the police took her to Safe Harbor in Westchester, which is a homeless shelter, and she's been in and out there ever since. Now, in and out means where she was when she's out, we don't know. But now we do know because Matthew Puppy here has footage of her saying, "So where do you live?" And she says, "I live in a treetop." Everybody just thought she was nuts. But it turns out she's been living in my treetop casino for 3 fucking months, or maybe 2 months.
Well, that's what I think, because she does say things in here about how she lives in tree houses, tree forts.
She's telling the truth, and she says, and then you said, where does she get a shower? She says, a waterfall. Well, that waterfall could be my fucking hose.
It's true.
And my house. You know, you turn on my hose, it could be a waterfall if you're nuts, and that's your opinion. So, let's turn this up. This is her talking. You interviewed her once.
I did, a few times. She's singing Santa's Coming to Town with CKY.
This is her.
Yes.
Now that your show is a success.
Yes, it is a success.
What direction do you want to go?
And she was talking like that when I turned on the light. She was fingering herself naked. And she says, "The owl sent me from Jupiter," with the craziest ass eyes I've ever seen. I never thought I'd be so scared of a 30-year-old naked girl.
So
she's actually 24. I know that because the police told me.
She was naked on the floor. And what?
She was fingering herself. With hairy ass armpits and a hairy ass pussy, and she had a tattoo right here by her pussy, and she had her fingers all up in it, and she says, "The owl sent me from Jupiter."
Oh man,
yeah.
Where were her clothes at?
I don't know. No one knows. She as soon as she knew that I called the police, she ran into my woods naked. Naked,
and then the cops came.
And then the cops came, and we couldn't find her at all because we figured it out later on. 5 hours later, she was in the treetop fucking casino, which doesn't even have stairs in it anymore because they rotted away. So, like, the only way that you could get into the treetop is a fucking 2x4 that's like 14 feet long, that's 12
like
feet high, that you have to balance on to get into it.
And you gotta like plank
like
it.
So the cops at fucking 12 o'clock at night are not gonna balance their way into the treetop casino on a 2-inch piece of wood. That's where she was. They shined the lights in there from the mini ramp, but that didn't do any good because
They were shining down when she was apparently up.
or down. Up or down. Either way, you can't be seen from the mini ramp.
Well, production got a hold of her, right?
Yeah.
Ruth Clark, was she in the property?
No, on the back road.
And then how did she know you were you?
She didn't. I just told her, what are
you
doing?
You just said, hey, what are you doing here?
Yeah, because she had a knapsack.
Man. What was her answer?
It was made out of a stick and a fucking bandana.
Like a fucking hobo.
And she had yeah.
She had a stick with a fucking polka dot pat. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like a polka dotted thing on the back of a stick like a goddamn hobo walking down the railroad track.
She told your mom and dad she was going to marry you, man. She didn't care that you were married.
Well, how am I going to get married if I'm already married?
That's what your ape tried to tell her.
That she wanted to build you a castle.
She was going to build him a castle?
Like he already has one.
I know.
Like, all right, cool.
And she claims to everybody that she's rich. That's why Cleveland gave her a $500 guitar lesson. And then she actually forked out dollars to give it to her. But when she left... There were 10 fucking state troopers at my house searching for her, and all 10 police officers, after 2.5 hours, are like, we're going to start searching the Poughkeepsie Township property. So they left, and then as soon as they left, I saw that her clothes were on the corner of the door where she got in. So I locked all the doors because I told them I was going into town. I was like, fuck this shit. I'm going into town. So... The police didn't know that I found her clothes, and then I looked in her clothes, and all she had was a welfare card. So she's not a billionaire or a millionaire, which she claims to be.
Bills roller coasters.
If you're a millionaire or billionaire, you don't own a welfare card. That's the only thing I found in her pocket.
She was here the day before. Kevin found her and called me.
Well, Bam, when she came last, it was last year.
Talking to the mic, bitch.
Okay, it was last year when she came here. I called the cops, but I told them not to be mean to her because she's a sick person, you know?
And that's the thing. Like, I don't want her to get in any more trouble that she's already into because they want to give her burglary charges. Well, you can't rob anything if you're naked unless you want to stick a gem up your pussy.
That ain't right what happened to you either.
No. Terrible.
I know, man. Could you imagine...
Like, if you're naked and you show up, the only thing that you could steal is, like, an expensive gem up your pussy.
Or credit.
Or if you want to... You can't fit a credit card in a pussy unless you have a big one.
Bam, she don't want that. She wants you.
Poof, can you fit a credit card in your pussy?
Bam, shut the fuck up.
No, think about it. If
Bam,
you needed to, Bam, can you put one credit
money.
Card...
She don't want money. She wants you.
Well, she's been living in the goddamn treetop for a month at least.
And like you at said, least. Probably watching you when you didn't even know it.
Matthew Puppy, do you have the clip of her saying, where do you live? I live in the treetop.
You know, we just have countless ends of footage.
All right, this is her talking.
I'm staying in my secret spot.
Secret spot?
Yeah, I stay in my secret spot.
Well, why don't you try to not stay there and try to stay in a spot that's not so secretive that you can...
What, like where people live?
Where you would live. Why don't you find a spot?
You say you like living...
Is she on drugs?
Is that what I said?
That's a good question. I think no. She's schizophrenic, right?
I think that...
This is her.
No, if you're this nuts... You're either on loads of drugs or you're coming off of loads of drugs. Like withdrawal of drugs is even worse.
Yeah, but man, some people just
go
nuts.
You don't be born nuts.
Yeah, but some people just go nuts.
Unless you live in Marcus Hook next to a fucking power plant.
But I mean, she lives in the woods. She's like a girl version of Tarzan, and she was nude running around.
I saw her, man.
Kevin found her the day before, and she said her boyfriend beat her up, and she knows you, and I told
Well,
her to
she
police.
Said to her boyfriend that she loves Bam, and then he goes, well, then go fucking be with his ass then. And then I guess she or he packed her bags and then threw her out of the house. So she was forced to get on a Greyhound from Florida and came up here with no money. But she claims he's rich, but she has a welfare card.
She has a video of her out front of the Note jumping around on fire hydrants, growling every time she heard your name.
I actually haven't met her. I've seen her twice. And I saw her once outside of Jitters, and she saw that I was there, and then she started doing somersaults in the sidewalk. Like, no, not somersaults, cartwheels. No, she was doing cartwheels in front of me back and forth, and she never even said, like, who are you or anything. She just was doing somersaults back and forth. I said, this girl's crazy.
And I've seen her.
Then after that, I saw her one other time, maybe at Alibi's, and she was talking about she doesn't make sense. She talks about like Jupiter and Saturn and shit.
Right, that's
she does.
That's why I don't think she's on drugs. I think
she
she's
needs
just
to
fucked
be on
up.
Drugs.
Boof. You don't be born talking about Jupiter and Saturn and owls sending you here from there. It's called acid, bitch.
Or, no,
right, well, maybe she did it and she never came back.
Exactly. You hit it on the head.
Or maybe she got hit on the head.
You don't be born and be that psycho. You're either on loads of drugs or withdraw from loads of drugs.
So what happened when the state police got here the first time? Because I was sleeping. You had to, like, escort them around?
Ten state troopers showed up, and they even looked in the hobbit hole with their flashlights in every single window because I was with them. I thought that you were out.
Yeah, so they didn't even see me.
They flashed their flashlights in every fucking window, and they didn't see anything.
I was sleeping.
You were in there sleeping. So you didn't hear us talking, or you didn't hear a fucking flashlight? You didn't see a big-ass light?
No, I was sleeping.
But, like, these aren't flashlights that are, like, medium Kmart flashlights. These are, like, massive fucking big light flashlights.
Did they go in the RV? Like, I just
They went in the RV. They went... When I left... And they were circling the property. I was thinking about everything. And I'm like, they searched everywhere. Every fucking where. They looked in every nook and cranny, but they never point the flashlight up. She could be up in a tree sleeping. You never know.
That's what I thought when I saw her.
There's trees that you could find a way to sleep in.
So you're driving them around. You're driving them around on the ATV.
Well, they looked in the treehouse, and they obviously didn't look good enough because... They shine their lights in there, and she was either sleeping up above the window or below the window. If you shut off the flashlight in the woods at nighttime, you can't see shit. And the only way out of the property is to scale a 10-foot fence naked with spikes at the top or walk through marsh that you're going to have muddy-ass feet up to maybe 1 foot high of mud.
I woke up to... Nikki calling me in like a frantic panic, and then you text me, and then you're like, they looked everywhere and they didn't find her, and I was like, they didn't even wake me up, and then she might have broke them lights. That's why it's not
I'm
bright.
Glad that I found out that you were sleeping, because if you're here, that means that you would have saw that. I'm like, I thought that you were out somewhere, so no. I'm like, maybe she's sleeping in his fucking bed.
Why didn't they come in here?
They
That's
never
what I
opened
mean.
Up. They never
That's
opened
crazy.
The doors.
Fuck
and
I'm, no.
I'm glad they opened up the doors because you smoke weed, and I didn't want them to find any weed anywhere.
I don't have any weed anywhere. I normally just
well,
smoke
Well, that's
it.
The thing, but you could have.
But they were looking for
you
someone
could have
that
had
breaking
weed.
In and entering, and they didn't come in here, and I'm sleeping in bed. I had this door locked.
I'm glad when the police show up and they go, can we search... the house for this naked girl. I'm like, look away, because I have nothing to hide.
I know.
The only thing that you're going to find, maybe, is like a rolled up dollar bill of me snorting an Adderall that I get prescribed to. That's all you're going to find.
Well, when I woke up to that phone call, you were like, just take the Hummer and come to town. And I was like, dude, I'm nervous. Like, walking. I was like, this chick's nude. Who knows what she's capable of? She was here yesterday. Kevin found her. You guys said that she was, like, finger-fucking herself. And I was like, in a panic. And then I came to town.
Here's her talking. Can you turn it up a bit?
With who I am. And I know who to trust, because you can trust your soul. And you can trust your spirit.
You can tell she's in between stations.
And that's what makes people proud.
Yeah.
She don't shut the fuck
salad
up, does she?
Thing. Sometimes you run into people and you're like, oh, this isn't really what I want to be. And it's like, well, that person needs you because they need somebody else on Earth who they need to meet. And it's like, wow, I really wanted to do this today, but something interrupted me.
Who's talking to her?
Well, automatically, you know not in your mind what you got going on. But if that person needs your time, they need somebody else's
that's
time.
That's when she was hip and she had her own show, but she
like
blew
that.
It.
Interrupting themselves.
Yeah, she blew the show?
She blew it.
Well, David Lee Homo wants to blow Andy Caney.
Oh, I heard.
So she might have blown
Andy
the show.
Andy,
but...
right, Andy,
yo, what are the possibilities of you playing a rap beat and P-Doc kicking me a rhyme about the Florida Stalker?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's endless possibilities we could do.
It's an awesome one.
Can you play some kind of dubstep beat, catchy dubstep beat?
Yeah, on your phone.
What? It's instrumental?
I think I put them on your phone, too.
Well, if you have it, then you plug it in.
And,
Proof, I sent Yellow Wolf your tits.
I know, I heard.
So, while he's doing that, what happened at Alibis?
So, I was talking to Murray and
me.
Nikki, yeah, and we're just simply talking upstairs, and upstairs was closed.
Yeah.
Then the owner says, like, we're having a private party up here, so you guys need to, like, go downstairs. I'm like, well, it's too loud downstairs, and we're having a serious conversation about this. And when as soon as somebody from your private party shows up, we'll be out of here. And then basically nobody from the private party was there yet. And yeah. I'm like, well, then let me be up here and talk.
Yeah,
and there was nobody fucking there, and then it turned into, like, this big fucking fight where Murray tried to say, like, well, what's the problem? We're up here talking. If somebody from the private party shows up, then we'll fucking leave. And then cuss words got exchanged, and then it turned out I had a plastic cup of booze that I threw at the owner.
Yeah, because, like, Murray was being, like, so sweet about the whole situation. Like, Murray, I never seen Murray just,
I'm not,
like,
talking
yell
to you.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what fucking, like, the dude was just saying. Like, Murray would just be like, you know, like, we're just here. When the party comes, we'll leave happily and, you know, peacefully. And the guy would just be like, I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking to you. And he's just like, all right, but I'm talking to you. Like, he's not screaming back. He's being so, like, kind about everything. And the guy just wanted, then apparently the whole fucking staff of Alibis just wanted to come up and
yell at us.
Well,
what I don't understand is you were upstairs in the office hanging out.
Yeah, and I barely hang out with the owner, but this time, like, the Florida Stalker story happened.
Exactly.
So I'm upstairs at the very top on the third floor talking with the owner, just me and him, by his computer in his office. And we're sitting there talking and laughing about it and being like how unbelievable the story is. And then 30 minutes later, we get into this big fat fight where I have to throw a drink at him.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is just happened. I mean, this was two nights ago. Yeah. There was Florida Stalker all over.
And then the Alibis things was last night.
Production.
Well, I'm loading it up.
You have to load it?
Yeah,
David Lee Homo has to load something.
Yeah, he's ready to load.
Load that floppy dick into a hard drive, right?
Ooh, yeah. Floppy dick? That was
I enjoyed
good.
My own little joke that I made.
That was good.
We filmed a music video where David Lee Homo had to hump my girlfriend D-Style on a silhouette, so you
she
can't tell who it is. You didn't even get a hard on. You got, like, a medium soft on.
It was
she has a hot-ass ass, and you got a fucking soft on.
It was a semi-hard.
You got a soft off, actually.
A soft on.
Mr. Softy? Yeah.
I don't get it. You were married to a girl.
Never officially married.
Well, tell me when it went awry.
Probably eighth grade.
No, like, when did you realize I don't like this girl anymore?
Right after I met her.
Well, then why did you get all serious with her?
Tradition?
Tell the truth here.
I don't know. It was a chick that I thought I wanted to be with, and then nope.
So,
oops.
Did you floozy around behind her back, or did she just know it?
Oh, of course, every day.
But did she know that you were floozing around?
Why use butt so loosely in that conversation?
Butt?
No butt intended.
But, okay. So you're gay, but you've humped a lot of girls.
I've humped plenty of girls.
Well, did you like it?
Of course. Sex is sex, man.
Yeah, but why do you prefer dudes? Honestly, why?
I don't know.
What's better about it?
He was born that way. Lady Gaga.
You can't answer it that way.
Hard throbbing cock.
You like seeing a hard cock while you're fucking? While you're fucking?
Yeah. The whole time. I was never officially married, but whatever, yes. Regardless.
But you're the gayest straight dude I've ever met, because you don't have a...
The straightest gay dude.
That's what I meant, yeah.
However you want to phrase it. But
you're the straightest gay dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now you have the hots for Andy Candy.
Andy Candy's beautiful.
I like this. When he pulled up, you hugged him so good. I was laughing my ass
I was
off.
Excited. I haven't seen him in a month. I was in Chicago, and I didn't.
Well, the gayness came out on you hugging him because you're like.
Oh, the gayness came out on me a long time ago, pal.
Do we have a beat yet?
I just expressed it recently.
Production, I want a freestyle. I want you to talk about
to hear that
production. I want you to talk about the Treetop Casino, Florida Stalker, her hippie hairy armpits, her fingering herself.
There you go.
Let's hear what production was really opening.
Hold on, there's subjects that I need him to know.
It sounded like this.
He's taking a trip to Amsterdam, and then he's going to do his right, song.
Whenever you guys are ready. You guys ready?
I'm ready.
You got the beatbox hooked
yes,
up?
Yes, I do.
All right.
So,
and you could also think about she did a radio show with Matthew Puppy at Alibi.
Make it good, sweetie.
And then she went to Safe Harbor and lived there on and off, and my Treetop Casino she's been living at.
Treetop Casino.
There's the beat you choose?
The Big Bad Wolf.
All right.
The Big Bad Wolf. The Big Bad Wolf.
Turn up a bit.
The Big Bad Wolf.
Yeah.
The Big Bad Wolf. The Big Bad Wolf.
Yeah.
The Big Bad Wolf.
Kinda fucking crazy. Maybe she's drugged out. Bam, she's up there living in a clubhouse next to a skate ramp. Cause she hates Bam? No, she loves Bam. Goddamn, jumping the fence. I'm like, what's up with this? She breaks in your house. It's a sex offense you could get charged with. Yeah, when I come in the house, motherfucker, and she just bombarded. Naked as hell. Maybe buck naked. I told you get on the mic, I ain't faking. But Andy Candy's over here and he's looking a little bit like Clay Aiken. Cause he's gay, but this Florida stalker, she don't shave in days. Yeah, she tried to cut your wrist up with some unlocking razor blades. Stuttering a bit, maybe I need weed now.
The Big Bad Wolf.
Alright, ready?
You need to be loud, the music needs to be lower.
Alright, let's do it.
Alright, now we're good.
Yo.
Yeah, we all know you got some fans. Yeah, she just broke in the castle band and she was naked. And she was finger fucking herself. While I was over there smoking up lunch, she was finger fucking her cunt. Yeah, I don't know, wanna be using her, not abusing her. Yeah, who sent her? The elf from Jupiter? Maybe she's over there, roast ya. That's me, Ferrari Testarossa. This girl's over there says she lives in Florida and her parents, they make roller coasters. You're a crazy bitch. Probably need some lithium now. Dumbing her down, sitting her down. And she's over there looking at me like I'm a clown because I live in a hobbit hole. But you're up in the clubhouse. We told you, you need to be drugged out. Looking at me all crazy, your eyes are bugged out, all big, wide, and I can see inside. And she's like, oh my god, you're smoking a bowl in the hobbit hole. I'm like, bitch, you're crazy, you done lost your soul. Lock her up, put her away in a straight jacket because she came over here and she couldn't. Had a razor blade and could hack it. Couldn't hack it, not like a hacky sack. She was over in your room and she wanted you back. Nikki was sleeping right next to you. And she was like all next to you. X'd out or on ecstasy. And she might have stole your heartogram accessories they put around you. But she's over there and like a dog, wolf, maybe she's gonna hound you.
Yeah.
Greyhound 2 from Florida. Killed his bitch, turn her a martyr.
Yeah, man.
Like,
there's the Florida like, Stalker we're listening to.
It reminds me of Peter Pan how he lost his marbles. Anyway, oh yes, on the Florida Stalker show, I want to tell Bam Margera that I have marbles for him. I have crazy. Like pounds of marbles from the 1800s that I wanted.
This was like a month ago.
Yeah, also, this was about a month ago. Now I think
where'd you meet up with her to do this?
In town in Westchester. Yeah. She just lurks around. But
well, Safe Harbor, the homeless shelter, is right next to Alibi.
She talks about living in a treehouse, and I have a feeling
that
she might have been in the treehouse long ago.
Well, everybody doesn't believe her when she goes, where do you live?
Right.
I'm living in a treehouse. It's like, yeah, you're just the Florida Stalker who's nuts. Yeah. No, she's right. She's been living in my fucking treehouse. And then, where do you take a shower? I take a shower at a waterfall. Well, the waterfall could be my fucking hose in the backyard.
Everyone enjoys that.
There's no rivers or anything, lakes anywhere around here?
Yeah, the Brandywine River. It's right down the road.
There's a swamp in the
back. That's probably it then. Or the pool.
Or the pool's not a waterfall, though.
She didn't shower.
It could be in her mind.
The best voice I got. The best a man could get.
Gillette.
You're going to like the way you look.
Pixar movie.
That's, there you go, Bam.
Warehouse. Yeah. He's like, yeah.
You're all into the commercials here.
You're
listening to.
Oh, Bam Margera. What can I think of next? Twang. Florida Stalker Show. What's my best voice? I don't even know. Probably when I meet Bam and then just, like, fly away. Oh, a car's coming. Mitsubishi. Come and sail away.
Come sail away with me.
I want to get it focused. I like that. That's I like all Bam's music. I like CKY. I like all sorts of stuff. I like him. I like all these bands. Like this Hello Cleveland band. I probably like these. I don't know what I like anymore. Sometimes I just fall asleep listening to music thinking about Bam, so it's like weird.
Right.
But yes, we're doing a show right now.
I've been doing radio shows all day.
That laugh is fucking eerie.
She's got some schizophrenic thing going.
And I'll cry.
She needed help.
Well, don't care. On my property, living in my house, man. Scary. Do you know how many times I fucking jerked off to my laptop at 3 o'clock in the morning? And she could have been just staring in the window watching that.
Do one more where you just smile without the going around. Just do one more.
YouPorn.com.
She looks like Johnny Depp.
Pornhub.com.
That's my favorite.
RedTube.com.
You're a RedTube man, Bam. I'm a Pornhub.
Okay. I always say like 5. All right.
So I'm taking a vacation from the Smites.
You need to make sure you take care of yourself so we can have a next
week. She's not even listening to you.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, she's not.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I have money.
Not anymore, because Cleveland took it all.
Young money.
Oh, so the story's been told.
A millionaire, she has a welfare card.
She's a welfare.
I found it.
And she's paid Cleveland for
guitar lessons. Yeah, Cleveland gave her guitar lessons.
For $500, not even Arrow fucking Smith would charge that much.
Joe Perry.
But at least Cleveland
is prime.
Metallica wouldn't pay $500 for a guitar lesson.
Kirk Hammett would love that situation.
So she's going to pay $500 to listen to Cleveland teach her 3 fucking chords?
She smelled so bad.
Well, at least Cleveland stopped.
It's called You Took Advantage of Her. It's called I Took Advantage of a Crazy Person.
And then she got comfortable and moved into the treehouse.
Why don't you write a new Hello Cleveland song called I Took Advantage of a Crazy Person?
Advantage.
Like, as soon as you're nice to her, she feels comfortable and comes around more, and then all of a sudden she just leaps the fence.
Maybe she had Cleveland
fooled. Moves into the treehouse.
Because she was saying that she was involved with Pixar and all this stuff.
If she was naked in your bed and she broke in, Cleveland, would you bone her out? Come on. Ugh. She has her pussy open, naked, and she's like, fuck me.
She smelled like the dumpster out back, the Red Lobster. She smelled so ungodly. Like, ugh.
It's not funny. We're talking about what's Cleveland. Happening.
When I found her in the tree fort, she was on the top bunk, and she was taller than me, and I just started freaking out, cursing. And then Dan comes flying up behind me, and she tried to dive out the window, and he grabbed her by her ankle so she fucking didn't kill herself. He's like, no, just go that way. And, like, Wiki was pissed, like, pumping her fist, but, like, calmed herself down and gave her a jacket. It was real nice, and the police were nice.
I have to piss. Let's play Dress in the K by CKY.
You're listening to Radio Bam.
It's Radio Bam.
Action.
So how do you feel about this, Bam?
About what?
I feel like I need to rethink about locking my doors. Like... But there's a fence. There's a gate code. If you don't know the gate code, you have to hop a fucking 10-foot fence with spikes on the top.
Code to get in the gate is secret.
Do you think that she came through the front door or the back door?
Well, if you're going to go through the woods, you have to walk through 1 foot of muddy marsh in the nighttime, which you don't know where the fuck you're going.
I have the clip of when the police arrived at the house, if you want
to play it.
All right.
Thank you. This little tiny little house with a TV, it's freaking me out. Like, I play skate and stuff. Like, I have weird phones. Like, my fingerprints are, like, freezing.
This is on YouTube?
I don't know.
No.
I have my man's tricks in reality, and people keep feeling like, hey, you're cool, yoink. And I'm like, where
did I have my house and stuff, like, and stepping out of my friend's neck?
Oh, I did not. I didn't touch him.
Well, it sounds very interesting.
Hi, how are you?
I'm better.
It could go 180 at any second.
That are on my level, that are like actually peers, I think might be able to help take care of me, like, yeah. Like in my mind, with my
integrity.
Yeah.
So why don't you say, why don't you come talk to me?
I have a lot better integrity. She knows me a lot better since the situation we've been talking. I grew up in a civilization when I was a little kid,
right,
that didn't really have any entertainment at all.
Okay, where is the civilization at?
In Enterprise, Florida. It used Enterprise, to be OSD Florida. In Florida, and they ended up having to change it to Enterprise because they didn't want anybody to go into it.
Okay.
I grew
what
up
the
in
fuck
the community
is she talking
where
about?
Anyone was
sad.
Really in there. And
it's the same every time, it's just a bunch of gibberish.
And everything, and I used to run around in the woods.
Like, honestly, let's listen.
She won't stop. She'll just keep talking.
Yeah.
And, well, this isn't the only thing I talk about. I draw comics, and my father's...
Where are all your clothes at?
I guess I brought them, and I was dancing in the yard.
Where are your clothes at?
I was dancing in the yard.
Dancing in the yard,
maybe. Yeah, it made me really, really depressed, and I, like, ran away from everywhere.
Easy way to get back up to this driveway?
From everywhere.
I mean, there's right, or there's stairways over here. Well, it wraps around. I mean,
it's easier to go that way.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
it's a flat driveway.
Okay. Thank you. I have a really great family in Florida. Summer's too developed, and then summer's, like,
did they get your information in there? They didn't get my information.
All right, we're not going to give them my information.
No. But we have so much of it. It's just everywhere.
Just more of her everywhere.
More of her everywhere.
She's everywhere.
She's the information superhighway. The information super stalker. See, this is what happens. It learns a lesson. You can't let weirdos like into your inner circle and befriend them. You got to keep your distance because as soon as they get comfortable, they start doing weirder and weirder shit.
I want to play a song, Private Line. It's called 1-800 Out of Nowhere.
Intruder in his bedroom. And tonight he's talking only to NBC 10's Claudia Rivero about the bizarre episode.
I never thought I'd ever be scared of a 30-year-old naked woman. But I was. I didn't know what she was capable of.
Bam Margera, the brains behind the Jackass movies, is no stranger to unusual situations involving his fans.
And this is by far the weirdest thing.
But nothing like what he says happened while he and his girlfriend were sleeping at his house in Westchester last night.
I wake up to somebody kissing my neck. And I thought it was my girlfriend. I'm like, yo, I'm sleeping, quit it.
Margera quickly realized it wasn't his girlfriend.
I look up and I see a silhouette of a girl who's naked. And I'm like, who are you?
They called police, but when state troopers arrived, the woman, still naked, took off running. Police searched the 14-acre property, but to no avail.
Oh,
several hours later, Margera and his friends found her hiding in his old treehouse.
She was talking off the wall. I mean, just like the weirdest things that you could hear. I mean, it was sad. It was sad.
This, a cell phone video of the arrest. Margera tells me it's not the first time he's had run-ins with the woman, identified as 24-year-old Amanda Myers.
She knocked on my mom's door 8 months ago and had her whole bags packed and everything, and she said, I'm here to marry Bam.
Margera believes Myers possibly suffers from a mental illness, and jail
possibly
is not where he wants her to be.
Now she's, I don't know where she is, but she's
in jail.
Yeah, and I feel bad about that.
Want her out of jail and just in a hospital?
Yeah, or not a hospital, just help. I want her to get help.
Margera tells me he is not going to press charges. However, the suspect, Amanda Myers,
Malgum
is locked up tonight facing criminal trespass and stalking charges. In Westchester, Claudia Rivero, NBC 10 News.
A South Jersey neighbor.
Wow.
That chick was hot.
She was so hot, dude.
She was fucking hot.
Yeah.
Claudia Rivera, I believe. Yeah, I had to escort her down to the tree fort, and she was in 4-inch heels.
Is that why
so
you shaved?
Well, yeah. And I ended up getting razor burn. Yeah. I was on like a bender the
night
before.
I told production, I said, the NBC 10 News is coming over there. You have to show them the surveillance camera footage. He shaved for that.
And the girl was hot.
He shaved
glad
for
I did.
That.
Good.
Unfortunately, the Florida stalker does not shave. Maybe she could take a note from my book and shave prior to meeting somebody that she likes. I like that hot chick that came and interviewed us.
But they obviously never got the surveillance footage because they didn't play it.
Well, because nobody wanted to release it. Yeah, he didn't want to release that.
No, we couldn't get on it.
Well.
All right, Paradise Hello.
Does it look like I give a fuck?
Oh, holy Lord, I got a phone. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Banner.
Turn it up, faction.
I love the CKY songs. It's... Oh, deedle deedle deedle. I think we should write another song. I think that all the music that has been going on in my head is too much now, and I just want to, I got a receptor missing, and I miss it. I think it knows about itself. So we should guide it toward the correct place. Play some, play some White Rabbit or something.
Is that a band?
Jefferson Airplane.
Jefferson Airplane?
Yeah.
White Rabbit?
White Rabbit.
That's in, in Fear and Loathing Las Vegas. They play that song.
We'll play
Jefferson Airplane, White Rabbit.
Radio Band. That's Radio Band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam!
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 4 p.m. Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG. Wow. Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.